very hungry, with malnutrition, and very poor, and impotent, no sex. But he's a positive fellow, full of ironies, and he's joking around, and he's always enchanted. Which one do you want to be? Happiness is not directly linked to all this good stuff in reality. In reality, what is the best stuff? We should ask the one who has it. And we know that's the goldsmith. Goldsmith is the guy who knows what is good, and he sells that good and that stuff, right? That's how your handmaiden fell in love with that goldsmith before you being here. Because before you being here, something was proved to be good. You just learned it. You didn't choose good or bad, did you? No. So, there is this real universe, belongs to stone, air, herb, forest, donkey, elephant, and Adam. We are a part of that. Right? That's the history. We have something in addition to that, which is the breath. That breath transforms me to what? To something totally different. Now, there are illogical stuff which are the best thing for me. Like what? The most illogical stuff in here is what? Look at it. Death, right? Animal is running away from death. That's the best price, right? In here, in love story, we give our life just for a smile of a beloved. So what? You see how illogical we are? This is what love is. It doesn't fit in logic. And belongs only to me. The tenderness of animal sexual relationship is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something else which is inhuman, and there is no trace of it in no animal. Is there anything really fantastic belonging only to humans? And not the monkeys? Do you remember? Oh, please.
Kindness.
What is it?
Kindness.
Kindness. Kindness is something we cannot prove. Because they will show us these huddling of penguins together to stay warm and say they are kind to each other. Forget about the peeping. Something which is so clear that this six-year-old boy, there is a six-year-old boy in my class, and whatever you know, you should be able to explain to him. Then you know it. Because truth is simple.
But so we sacrifice ourselves for others. We will give our lives.
It's creativity.
Creativity is very difficult to explain to a six-year-old boy. My goodness, how many times I bragged about it.
Beauty.
Beauty! Ah. Where is beauty in animal world? Show me the slight interest in a cockroach, in an elephant, in a monkey, to those magnificent paintings on Chapelle Sistine. See? Beauty. Oh my God, how could you forget? So, where are we? We are back to the beginning. I'm sorry. First session, I explained that as far as I know, which is not eternity, but as far as I know, we know nothing about Hap. And by Hap I mean, remember those nine words, just, justice, truth, real, expectancy, all of that, okay? We know nothing about it, except we know it's beautiful. Yes, just is beautiful. Justice is beautiful. God is beautiful. Why? Because the sky is high. I don't know why. How could I prove to you if you say, why the symphony of, I don't know, moonlight is breathtaking? You could even sit there and say, I don't like this. I prefer those double and double and double. Some rhythms, some chill stuff. You could say that. And my answer to you will be, what? I'm sorry. We are in different length wave. We cannot communicate. How wrong am I? And how dare I to bring it and say, this is what Rumi thought. You tell me that. Because you are one of these people who are going around and talking to people and say, he said it like this, right? Now defend yourself. How dare someone to talk like this and say, this is what Rumi is thinking? Because here I'm talking about this book. I'm not even talking about my personal principles or things like that. I don't show myself as I'm a role model. That's what I never let anyone to even jokingly talk about it. I'm a teacher. Okay? So here I'm explaining what Rumi said, and all I said now was from this book. Where? Be clever. Honest, be clever. A clever student, when a question will be asked, will think about why is he asking? What should be asked? Should he ask? Where is he referring to? Because if you think like that, then you don't imagine that, okay, he's tricking me, he wants me to be wrong and make a joke about it. Why? Because always there is a principle. Go back to the big picture. What do I do always? Take you back to two points. There are two important points. I take you back there. And it's very obvious. Where is the important point to refer to? Where is it? Beginning. Honest. Beginning of book one. The story of the king and the handmaiden. That's the major one. Second one is the beginning of book two. Right? And beginning of book two, I talked about a trick, a special trick. If you're Persian and you're a poet, maybe you get the trick. It's that delicate. Because in the opening of the book two, he has a very short introduction. The rest, they have the long one, and generally mainly in Arabic, and unreadable for Persians. The Iranians, they don't read it. And even if they read it, it's a very complicated, archaic language. Book two is exception. Why? Because the beginning of book two is exception, historically. He will teach book one and will say, that's it, goodbye. We'll see what will happen. He said, this course cannot go on anymore. Remember, that's the last paragraph of book one. He said, oh, I'm sorry, we had a bite of this stuff and now it's getting dry and you take it as habit, it doesn't work that way. Now it's smeared off, let's hope that the God will clean it up again. Stop, because you are rushing and the key is rushing is no good, because intelligence, logic is always in rush. So here you need patience. After 2 years, he will start book two. Amazingly, without a small opening, and in the first paragraph, he will start it as explaining why 2 years delay. Isn't it important? The guy who loves to write in Arabic, but he will say, let's talk in Persian, although I prefer that one. And everything is in Persian. In Persian, it's so much in Persian that today I saw very funny stuff. Some Iranian put a note on the internet that these silly Turks, they are claiming that the Rumi was Turk, or they are blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, Rumi never even said one verse in Turkish. Even Rumi could not talk in Turkish. You see, that guy, okay, will say he was Turk. This guy is saying that he couldn't talk it. It's like the guy lived for 50 years in Konya and he could not speak Turkish. Amazingly, he has poets mixed. Two verses Persian, two verses Arabic, two verses Turkish. Mixed like that. But, okay, that extreme, that extreme. We look at it, we see, as a matter of fact, no matter what they say, because they say this was because his wife died, blah, gossip. For us, a master will not inject the gossip in his masterpiece, which is this. So, he intentionally, for the opening, he said what? An explanation or something. How was it translated to English?
The reason of its postponement is set forth.
Part.
Touching this second book, part of the reason. Here we say reason. Interestingly, in Persian it's not reason. It's hikmat. You remember Hakim, which is wisdom. Wisdom is not reason. Because, I'm saying this why? Because he started his book with Hakim-e-Elahi. First story, first book, he talked about that, and he will call this knowledge hikmat. Right? And in Persian, he will say, let's explain some of the wisdom of this ta'khir. Okay, then he will repeat the word wisdom of the God and endless wisdom. All of that is the wisdom, right? And what was that short stuff? Full of magic that it took me more than a decade to find it, to notice it. Because first of all, in this, he will put one verse. Okay? Do you believe it that it's not a verse? I mean, it could not. It doesn't follow the basic rule. The basic rule of Persian poetry is rhyme, right? This verse has no rhyme. I ask for help, please, somewhere. If you found something, let me know. I tried hard. The only way that this will be a part of a poetic part is to be in a ghazal. Because in ghazal, the first verse, then second, fourth, sixth, eighth will rhyme, right? So maybe the beginning of a ghazal will be like that. I haven't found it yet. And I believe he didn't care about that. Then he made something very interesting. Do you remember there was one word that Rumi insisted to repeat it in the first paragraph of this book? The word exception. The thing that every single time, which I remember, I put